I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Democrats on the House Agriculture Committee are working to keep financial aid to farmers hurt by the trade war flowing. The funds are at risk as lawmakers work to finish a short-term spending bill aimed at preventing a government shutdown by October 1st. Billions of dollars in funds are being paid to farmers to offset losses from the trade war, but the Department of Agriculture is nearing a $30 billion borrowing limit. The push to keep the aid coming is by Chairman Colin Peterson and Representatives Jim Costa and Philemon Vela. Here's Representative Vela speaking earlier this summer while chairing a subcommittee on farm policy.
Commodity prices have been generally low for several years. Reduced foreign demand as a result of the trade war has made this situation worse. We've well documented the pain currently in the farm economy. Farm bankruptcies are up, farm profits are down, prices are in the tank, credit is tight, and the weather has been not only terrible, it's compounding the already present hardship for farmers.
And in a statement, the Democrats said, although we mutually have concerns with President Trump's approach to trade negotiations, we refuse to engage in the same tactics that punish our constituents and harm our communities that rely on agriculture. Spokesman said the stopgap will likely include a provision that would allow the USDA to continue making the trade relief payments. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.